Hey, how you doing?
Are you really going to come in and see me someday?
Yes, I believe so.
Cool. It's really nice up here. I just want you to know. You don't have to, like, risk your life or anything. We're in a good part of Baltimore.
Do I have to, like, get dressed up or something?
No! There's no dress code at all.
I'm wearing jeans with holes right now, I confess.
I think that's fine. It probably
I'll
fits
fit right in.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, no doubt. No, there's no, I mean, radio. The only dress code is for the people that are, like, the salespeople. Everybody else just wears whatever they want. You know, if you're not going to get paid much, at least you can wear what you want to wear.
You know those people who, like, work from home, but they have to, like, put on a suit or get dressed up to feel like they're working, otherwise they can't get anything done?
Oh, man, no, I don't know
I've
anybody.
I've never been, you know, no, there are people like that where, like, they need to, like, put on their uniform of work, otherwise they're just going to, like, watch, you know, The View all day. But I've never been that way. I'm a casual Kelly right here. So,
well,
yeah.
Man, any way you can motivate yourself, I guess. But
exactly, yeah.
Here we are with a cool kids edition, the May 2019 edition of Baltimore Magazine, and you'll see it in your grocery line if you aren't a subscriber like me. What are you looking at with these kids? I mean, these kids, some of them are growing up in a tough place.
Well, I love these kids. These kids will give you so much hope and optimism about the future because they're just amazing kids. We profile just these outstanding kids in the Baltimore region. Some of them are like environmental activists, and some are interested in, you know, robotics and musicians. And there's one kid, I call him Baltimore's Billy Elliot, and he's a boxer and a dancer, which I adore.
Wow.
And yes, you're absolutely right. These kids are growing up in a different time. They have this complete media saturation. They're living their lives online. But one thing that I realized about these kids is they are so, and I hate to use this word, but they are so woke, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, when I was 12, 13, I wasn't an activist, you know? I didn't, you know, commit time to causes and go out and marching and do all these things that these kids are doing. But these kids, they are so committed and they're so involved in the things that they care about. And it's really kind of mind-blowing in a way what they're able to do. So I think that if you read about these kids, and they're just little small profiles with these very adorable photographs with these sort of cute graphics, it's kind of a happy-making story because you're like, you know, the name of the story is The Kids Are All Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, yeah, you know, the next generation, they've got this covered, actually, you know, so it's a good feeling.
That is a good feeling because you never know what's coming up behind you. Here it is, you know, sixth grader from Walter P. Carter Middle School. He's 11 years old. Looks like he is bouncing and dancing and having fun. And then,
you have
the environmental activist who goes to Eastern Tech. You were talking about the environmental thing. And then you have somebody here who's a Baltimore School of the Arts student, which you know what that's meant to people.
It's amazing. I adore the Baltimore School for the Arts. It's one of my favorite places in Baltimore. And we also have a girl who is an ice skater who is possibly Olympic bound. So, yeah, it's a great mix of kids. They're all doing cool things. And then the other thing that we have in this story are essays from parents, because parents are sort of dealing with, you know, this rapidly changing world as well. Like, parenting has changed so much because of the internet, because of social media.
Yeah.
So we have these parents, you know, like, one story is about, like, how to be a step ahead of your kids when your kids have access to Google. Like, it used to be that, like, parents knew things. You know, the way that you would get respect of your children is because you knew things they didn't. Well, now they can just Google, and suddenly they know the same stuff that you know, right?
Yeah, hey, so, look, the only portal to your house before was a phone that was a landline, but now
right.
it's an open world.
It's crazy. And then my absolute favorite essay in this package is called World's Okayest Kids.
Yeah, I saw it.
And it's actually, yeah, isn't that cute? It's written by our own Janelle Diamond.
Janelle Diamond, yep.
Who is the mother of four children. And she's basically talking about that, like, Instagram pressure to raise the perfect child. And everybody's just constantly sort of putting forth this perfect vision of their child online and
mm-hmm.
boasting about their children. And, like, it's okay if your kids are just sort of good, you know,
yeah.
Like they're just good kids. And that's what she writes about. And I love it. It's very funny. It's very confessional. So, yeah, so that's a really, really fun, optimistic story. And I like that it's paired with a story that will depress the heck out of you, which is the next story called Hell and High Water, which is about the effects of climate change on Baltimore's infrastructure.
Yeah.
And how basically, you know, whether you believe in climate change or not, and I think most reasonable people do at this point, you know, it's like believing in air. But it has wreaked havoc with Baltimore's infrastructure, and we've seen it. We've seen floods, and we've seen sinkholes, and we're seeing backed up sewage.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. We don't really have a plan for this right now, and we don't have the money for it necessarily.
No money.
And that's not just a Baltimore thing. We're seeing that all over the country, but it's particularly, we have a sort of a crumbling infrastructure in Baltimore. So Ron Cassie, our senior editor, he lays it all out for you. You got to read all about it. There are some stunning pictures of like these massive sinkholes, and there are really gross stories about backed up sewage, and we've seen the Ellicott City flooding, and kids, there's more of that to come. So we've got the optimistic story, and then we've got the pessimistic story.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
The infrastructure is beaten up down low, because it's rotten in a lot of cases. It's been there so long below us, you know?
Right. Absolutely. I think that, you know, in a way, Baltimore officials are just sort of like everybody else, and that to some extent we're in denial about it. We've buried our heads in the sand, and it's coming, whether we're ready for it or not. And, you know, so we talk about that and what the city can do, if anything, at this point to avoid, you know, massive flooding and massive evacuations and maybe even some unlivable areas of the city.
Man.
So, yeah, it's a little scary, but it's a really, really good read. It's a brilliantly researched piece by Ron Cassie. So I recommend that. So, and then, of course, we also have our top nurses, which is always so nice. I love to celebrate the nurses in Baltimore. So, yeah, we like to have you run the gamut of emotions when you read Baltimore Magazine.
Well, sure. And it's, you know, a very diverse city with a lot of different things going on. So you cover it really great. And, you know, I would say that this is sort of a must-have magazine for a guide to your city that you live in if you want to know what's going on, because not only you're going to discover something in here that you didn't already know, and that's my favorite thing, Max. Tell me something I don't already know, and don't waste my time. This never
right.
will. Never will.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's true, and I just think it's great that, you know, you were able to bob and weave and come to different things and still have something fresh for the next month and the next month. I mean, this is a big city with a lot of struggles, and you don't seem to dwell on the problems. You go more at the solutions and things that are positive.
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely. We love to celebrate Baltimore and to point out all the wonderful people and things that are happening in Baltimore, because we feel like that doesn't happen enough, you know, like, so we're so proud to be able to do that with this magazine, but we also, our eyes are open, we see some of the things that are happening, and we write about those too, you know,
yeah.
So it's, we try to have a nice balance of the two in the magazine.
Max Weiss is with us. Look, two things. One, this kid could win American Idol from Catonsville, and that would be so massive for this area, for him for sure, but for this area, because it would just be a great story about a kid from Baltimore that, you know, had to tell his pastor father that he was a gay kid, knew it his whole life. I mean, you know, like most people probably do. And, you know, this is just a great story altogether. That, and
I love his voice, and
yeah.
I also love the fact that America is so accepting of a gay man.
Sure.
I mean, you know, he's really crushing it in the competition. It just shows that, again, there's so many terrible things happening, but there's also so many great things happening, and
mm-hmm.
the fact that we have evolved as a country so that this, you know, this redheaded gay boy from Baltimore is, like, maybe going to win American Idol. Like,
right.
How cool is that? So, and he is very gifted. Musician, yeah.
No doubt. And I got to go out more. I got to get on one of these socialite pages someday. But look, the thing I compared this morning, Baltimore needs a new slogan. And, well, I was going to throw that at you, but you can think about that for a bit and tell me whenever you want. We had a bunch of them. The one that won our little caption contest was 99 problems and a snitch ain't one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
No.
I like that
All
one.
Right, wait a second. Okay, next time we talk, I will come up with a slogan for Baltimore.
Okay.
That's not going to be 99 problems and a snitch ain't one.
Ah, yeah.
You're part of the problem, not part of the solution with that.
Oh, it was all part of the problem. There were only like two out of hundreds that were positive. One of them was,
man,
like, Baltimore's back. I'm like, back where? Huh? Back to what we were? Because, damn, it's pretty bad. I compared San Francisco. Max, do you know what's going on there? They have a homeless population that's almost as big or bigger than the people that actually live in homes, you know, legitimately on streets and stuff, and they have attracted it. People have gravitated because it's so liberal there that you can do whatever you want, and that you can smoke pot out in front of places and blow hits in front of kids. And the thing that got my attention when we were talking about how bad Baltimore is that they have a paid poop patrol, and it's not for dog poop.
Oh.
They got 14,000 calls for poop piles at the city.
I don't really know why you're sharing this with me right now, but thanks for
just,
that
just
image.
So you know, when you see the glorious San Francisco Golden Gate and all that, there's a lot of poop over there.
So that could be our slogan, you know, Baltimore, less poop than San Francisco.
Right, Baltimore.
Done.
At least our homeless people poop where they're supposed to. I mean, some of them.
I think we've solved the problem right there.
No, it's just amazing that they would let it get to that. People were just like, oh my God. And it just gave people a little bit of a comparison feeling like, look, it's not so great everywhere. We have our problems and we're working on them. But damn, do you want to step over poop? Not me.
Now, isn't that weird? Like human poop. That's
yes.
Like a dog, you know, a dog. All right. We can live with that.
Yep.
You know, it's not great.
Yeah,
doesn't
this,
make your day.
It's a sidewalk.
There's just something particularly gross about that. I mean, that's alarming. That is alarming.
Squatting
and
down.
What a job, man. That would be a bad job to have. Oy.
Oh, yeah. They have a hose, like one of those big, like, power squirters, and they're like power washing the sidewalk every day. And they said as soon as they leave, they'll come back a couple hours later and it's covered again.
Thanks for sharing that with
me. Yeah, no problem. I love San Francisco and I'm sad for them. I mean, it's such a beautiful place. But
it is beautiful.
Baltimore is coming back. We're rising. You'll see all the ways we're rising and the people that are doing it in Baltimore Magazine. Max, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks. I'll see you soon. Okay?
Woo! Come on. All right.
All right.
I'll see you.
Bye.
Bye.